Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tonight's video, we are diving into four allegedly true dogman sightings from park rangers. Starting off in the state of Texas to Louisiana to Tennessee and ending in the state of Ohio. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. Back in 1988, I was a ranger over at the Sam Houston National Park in southern Texas, just north of Houston to be exact, right next to the Lake Livingston. At that time, I was living in Huntsville, so it wasn't a far drive to get to and from work on the days that I was on duty. And let me tell you, campfire tales, that the ranger's job is not all shits and giggles. There is some nasty work and nasty cover-ups that are involved throughout the park service, not just only where I used to work, but I'm sure for all the national parks in general. People tend to think that all we do is drive around and navigate and make sure that people don't litter, break up fights, keep drunk people to an appropriate volume, and that's just about it. There is so much more to the job detail than meets the eye. I don't need to venture off into the job descriptions, but let's just say there's a lot that goes into it. In 1988 was my fourth year being a park ranger. I've had ups and downs being a park ranger. The first 2 years were pretty marvelous. I loved everything about it, as I loved being in the outdoors. I loved the plants and the scenery and the wildlife. I didn't mind mingling with people, answering questions to the tourists, and I didn't mind the shift hours. At that time, I was a single young man with no kids and not much of a social life at the time. That was the last year that I worked at that national park as a park ranger. I did not try to change my job description or transfer to another park. My home was in Huntsville. I completely left that job field altogether after that late night in 1988. I was working an evening shift. It was a quiet night. If memory serves me right, it was Saturday. The date is not so clear to me at this time. I just got done cleaning up and taking care of some of the restrooms at a certain area of this park. While I was loading the trash bags from the trash bins from outside and inside of the restrooms, is when I first heard the sounds of this creature. It sounded like a grunting noise mixed with a growl. I don't know how to really explain it. It's from 1988, but I still hear it in my head. I stopped what I was doing at the time and looked in the direction where I thought I was hearing these echoes. The sun had already been setting, but it wasn't quite night, so the daylight was still peeking through the horizon past the trees. And what I saw changed my life forever that night. In the tree line, nowhere near the areas of the other campers, this was behind the building of the restrooms, there was nothing back there. I saw this large black figure staring directly at me. The tree line was probably a good 60 yards away. Too close, still, for comfort. I saw this thing clear as day. I didn't see its whole entire body. It looked like it was just checking me out and observing. But what I can tell you about this thing is that it looked like a giant black dog. And the only characteristics that differ from this being a normal dog is the size of this creature and the way it was standing. Its posture was standing like a human being. It was standing on its back two legs, bipedal. That's insane. It just stared at me. When we locked eyes, that thing stopped making noises. It was completely silent and completely still, just staring me down. Almost like it was trying to get my attention. And once it had it, it did nothing. It scared the shit out of me. I won't lie to you. Even though it did absolutely nothing to me, I was petrified. I'm not a dumbass from some horror movie and tried to go investigate or call out to it or shine my flashlight at it. I simply got inside my vehicle very casually, trying not to take my eye off of this beast in the meantime. Got in my truck and drove off back to the station. This was the day before everybody had cell phones. There was no one for me to call. I could have radioed it in, sure, but I didn't want to make any noise. There was just something in the back of my head at that particular time that told me, don't make a sound. Just get the hell out of there. And that is exactly what I did. I never thought in a million years that the dog man was a real thing. I am no skeptic. I believe in ghosts. I believe in a lot of different things. But a lot of these cryptids I honestly never thought were real. But I tell you, the dog man is one of them. I used to work at the Clear Creek Wildlife Management Area over by the Anacoco River, which resided next to the Anacoco Lake on the border of Louisiana and Texas. I have been a ranger there for 3.5 years prior to this event. While I was working at this location, there were rumors of various cryptids and paranormal things. Not that anything was to be taken lightly, but at the same time we had real dangers that we had to worry about on a regular basis in the state of Louisiana. And cryptids and paranormal entities were not at my top of the list.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
But when I saw the dog man while I was working there, changed my viewpoint forever. I do not have an example of what exactly was happening, what date it was, what time it was, how was the weather. I don't have any of that information because honestly, I don't know. All I know is I worked there for 3.5 years. And I came across this giant beast of a man with a head like a dog. Its whole body was covered in fur. It was darting across the area on all fours. And then at some point, it hopped up on its back legs, disappearing into the brush beyond. It all happened so quickly. In literally seconds, I had just got done talking to some fellow campers that were driving by and they had a question for me. That I do remember. I cannot explain anything else about it. It just ran across the area I was at. It didn't even notice me. But I noticed it. I didn't last too much longer being a park ranger at this location. Because knowing that cryptids are real, at least this particular cryptid, scares the bejesus out of me. And I had no interest in being anywhere near where this creature lies. Campfire Tales, I hope you are doing well and you enjoy this true encounter story that I have to share with you. Anyways, here it begins. I was a park ranger at Big South Fork National River and Recreation in northern Tennessee. At the time that I was working at this location, I lived in a town called Huntsville. This area was located at the borderline between Kentucky and Tennessee. I have witnessed a beast on more than one occasion while working at this location. But this is the first time I've put it on paper to tell the tale. The first time that I had encountered this cryptid is when I was driving on the main road heading towards the ranger's office. This thing darted out of nowhere in front of me and completely disappeared within a mere second. It was a good distance in front of my drive, so I didn't have to brake. But this damn thing was so much bigger than a coyote. The damn thing looked like a bear, but shaped like a wolf mixed with a human. This thing was literally bigger than a black bear, but its form was more human-like with a canine head. It all happened so fast. That's about all I could really tell you outside of the color. Its fur was definitely a dark color. It might have been black, or a dark brown, or maybe both. I couldn't really tell you. And the last time that I had seen this thing while I was on the job is when I was finishing up my shift, heading to my car in the parking lot, heading home for the night, when I heard howling off in the distance. It's not uncommon to hear howls. We have coyotes and other forms of nature out here, and you will always hear some type of wildlife. But this howl was completely different. I know exactly how coyotes sound. And this was no coyote. And I forgot to mention to you that this all happened within the few days of each other, from seeing it to hearing it. I hope you enjoyed my story, and if you choose to narrate it, God bless. The more people that know, the better. Campfire Tales. I am born and raised in Ohio, which is a Midwestern state for those of you that don't know where it is on the map. I have been working over at the Crown City Wildlife Area for multiple years, but I am no longer an employee there, and I have told this story to countless people over the years. Some believe me and some don't. To each their own. Crown City Wildlife Area is located at the southern point of the state of Ohio, bordering West Virginia. It is a beautiful place for hunting, hiking, birdwatching, and other vast wildlife, refugee, and recreational area and activities to go around. I had encountered some kind of large beast darting across the fields near the tree line when I was working there years and years ago. I'm not telling you exactly when I worked there because someone may have the resources to pinpoint who I am, and I do not want that. Because I've told countless friends and family members about this occurrence, but I did not share this information with any of my previous employees. I was on duty and I saw this large thing just dart across the field, disappearing into the brush and trees beyond. I don't know what the hell it was at first, but after doing a lot of research and hearing a lot of things online, I do believe that what I had actually encountered was a dogman of some kind. It was not a bear and it was not a wolf. It wasn't a coyote. Coyotes are far too small for what I had seen that day. This thing was running on its back hind legs, which ultimately leads me to believe that it was some kind of cryptid. Because bears don't do that. bears can jump up on their back hind legs to seem larger when they are threatened or trying to protect their young. But they don't run around on their back legs. Neither do wolves. Neither do any other form of wildlife animals that I know of off the top of my head, excluding humans. This thing was a frickin' dogman. It was dark colored, like it was covered in fur, and it was running on its back legs. It was shaped like a man, but its head was not of a man. It had to have been a dogman. I honestly could not tell you what else it could have been. I would love to have some logical explanation as to what it was, but nothing makes sense other than it being a cryptid. This is my story. Whether you choose to believe it or not is completely up to you. If you choose to believe it, stay cautious and observant when you're out in the wildlife. If you don't believe it, well, I hope you have a gun.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.